Now look at part 3. For part 3, you will need the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Please find and prepare it. Part 3. You will hear an interview with an international sales expert, business innovator, motivational speaker, author and actor Grant Cardone. Complete the sentences 21 to 30, which summarise the information from the text. Use 1 to 3 words in your answers. The number of words is indicated in brackets. To complete some of the sentences, you may have to use word forms different from those you heard in the recording. Write your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now you have 2 minutes to read the sentences. Now listen to part 3. Grant Cardone is an international sales expert, business innovator, motivational speaker, and New York Times best-selling author. His books include If You're Not First, You're Last, Sell or Be Sold, and The 10X Rule. Grant is the creator of the Grant Cardone Sales Training University, as well as his own television network. In the following interview, we'll ask Grant what inspires his TV shows and other endeavours, and the routines and principles he follows for success. What inspired you to get involved in the sales side of business, and subsequently to start writing?
I got into sales decades ago after I graduated college with an accounting degree, but couldn't find much work, so I landed a sales job instead. I wrote sales training material for my own company, but didn't officially write my first book for the masses until 2008, Sell to Survive, which later became Sell or Be Sold.
Tell us about the inspiration for shows like Turnaround King and Whatever It Takes.
Turnaround King was a TV show where I wanted to demonstrate that I could sell anything to anybody, anywhere. And that even the worst performing business could be turned successful if they just implement the right sales techniques. Everything in life is a sale, and everything you get is a commission. Whatever It Takes is a motto that I hold and was the original name of Grant Cardone TV. More people need to be willing to do whatever it takes to make their dreams come true.
What do you believe resonates the most with people?
We can all relate to the 4 levels of action that the book talks about. They are doing nothing, retreat, normal, and massive action. We all, at different times, have experienced these 4 stages. The book is popular because people relate to it. They know it's true, and there is a solution to their problems.
Are you currently working on any books?
I just finished Be Obsessed or Be Average. This book is epic. The principles of selling can be applied to all aspects of life. How so? I wouldn't have Elena as my wife if I didn't know how to sell myself. I called her twice a month for 13 months before getting a date. There's a difference between creative persistence and stalking. Elena will tell you she never felt threatened by my determination. I kept it light and sweet. I never creepily stood outside her house and never made her feel wrong for not calling me back. But I stayed persistent until I took her out on a date. It was a sale, though no money was exchanged.
How do you maintain or find new inspiration?
Well, I have purpose. Without purpose, it's just a job. I'm not into just punching a time clock. I have a reason for working. My advice for anyone out there in need of inspiration, find your purpose.
Do you have a formula for success?
Stay positive. You will not be successful if you are a negative person. Have a no negativity allowed policy because those around you can drag you down with their negativity.
What's one rule that guides your life?
I take responsibility for everything that happens in life. Nothing happens to me. I cause things. If a hurricane hits and my home has no power, that's not the weather's fault. That's my fault for not having a generator. Take responsibility for everything in life. When you give up responsibility, you give up control. Then you are just a victim.
Do you have any daily routines that keep you grounded?
I like consistency. I wake up, work out, eat healthily, go to work. The more consistency you can have in life, the more productive you'll be. Don't just wing it.
How do you prioritize your most important tasks?
It's pointless, in my view, to worry about time management and balance. I'm not interested in balance. I'm interested in abundant possibilities in every area. I don't want to sacrifice one in favor of another. Everyone's priorities are different. But if success is a goal, then I would suggest you spend most of your time doing things that will create success. Don't spend so much time creating to-do lists. Just start taking action.
What would you say to someone who's struggling and questioning whether or not to keep going forward with his or her business or entrepreneurial activities?
If you believe in your product or service, I mean truly believe in it, then you will stick with it. You have to learn sales skills no matter how much belief you have, but that's where it starts. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to get rich, by the way. Get a job at the right company and invest wisely. Not everyone needs to have a startup.
Now listen again. Grant Cardone is an international sales expert, business innovator, motivational speaker, and New York Times best-selling author. His books include If You're Not First, You're Last, Sell or Be Sold, and The 10X Rule. Grant is the creator of the Grant Cardone Sales Training University, as well as his own television network. In the following interview, we'll ask Grant what inspires his TV shows and other endeavors, and the routines and principles he follows for success. What inspired you to get involved in the sales side of business, and subsequently to start writing?
I got into sales decades ago after I graduated college with an accounting degree, but couldn't find much work, so I landed a sales job instead. I wrote sales training material for my own company, but didn't officially write my first book for the masses until 2008, Sell to Survive, which later became Sell or Be Sold.
Tell us about the inspiration for shows like Turnaround King and Whatever It Takes.
Turnaround King was a TV show where I wanted to demonstrate that I could sell anything to anybody, anywhere. And that even the worst performing business could be turned successful if they just implement the right sales techniques. Everything in life is a sale, and everything you get is a commission. Whatever It Takes is a motto that I hold and was the original name of Grant Cardone TV. More people need to be willing to do whatever it takes to make their dreams come true.
What do you believe resonates the most with people?
We can all relate to the four levels of action that the book talks about. They are doing nothing, retreat, normal, and massive action. We all, at different times, have experienced these four stages. The book is popular because people relate to it. They know it's true, and there is a solution to their problems.
Are you currently working on any books?
I just finished be obsessed, or be average. This book is epic. The principles of selling can be applied to all aspects of life. How so? I wouldn't have Elena as my wife if I didn't know how to sell myself. I called her twice a month for 13 months before getting a date. There's a difference between creative persistence and stalking. Elena will tell you she never felt threatened by my determination. I kept it light and sweet. I never creepily stood outside her house and never made her feel wrong for not calling me back. But I stayed persistent until I took her out on a date. It was a sale, though no money was exchanged.
How do you maintain or find new inspiration?
Well, I have purpose. Without purpose, it's just a job. I'm not into just punching a time clock. I have a reason for working. My advice for anyone out there in need of inspiration, find your purpose.
Do you have a formula for success?
Stay positive. You will not be successful if you are a negative person. Have a no negativity allowed policy because those around you can drag you down with their negativity.
What's one rule that guides your life?
I take responsibility for everything that happens in life. Nothing happens to me. I cause things. If a hurricane hits and my home has no power, that's not the weather's fault. That's my fault for not having a generator. Take responsibility for everything in life. When you give up responsibility, you give up control. Then you are just a victim.
Do you have any daily routines that keep you grounded?
I like consistency. I wake up, work out, eat healthily, go to work. The more consistency you can have in life, the more productive you'll be. Don't just wing it.
How do you prioritize your most important tasks?
It's pointless, in my view, to worry about time management and balance. I'm not interested in balance. I am interested in abundant possibilities in every area. I don't want to sacrifice one in favor of another. Everyone's priorities are different. But if success is a goal, then I would suggest you spend most of your time doing things that will create success. Don't spend so much time creating to-do lists. Just start taking action.
What would you say to someone who's struggling and questioning whether or not to keep going forward with his or her business or entrepreneurial activities?
If you believe in your product or service, I mean truly believe in it, then you will stick with it. You have to learn sales skills no matter how much belief you have, but that's where it starts. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to get rich, by the way. Get a job at the right company and invest wisely. Not everyone needs to have a startup.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks. The listening section is now over. Please stop working on this section. Now go on to the next sections of the test.